Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we begin a brand new series examining the portal to the abyss with Mac Dominic. In addition to our daily program, we produce resources, books, and DVDs designed to encourage and strengthen your faith. Our brand new books, Rise of the One World Mind by Josh Davis, Secret Societies by Micah Van Hus, and our brand new 10-episode television series, Pilgrimage to Zion. This special series was filmed in Israel and Jordan. With the beautiful scenery of the Holy Land as our backdrop, our host and teacher Larry Stamm reveals Zion is about the Lord, His dwelling place, and His redeemed people, the people of God. You are invited to join us on this pilgrimage to Zion. All of these resources are available right now at SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. When you order resources from Watchmen on the Wall, you are supporting the ministry and helping us to continue to proclaim around the world each day that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Thank you for your prayers and support. Now, here's Micah Van Hus with today's guest, Mac Dominic, ready to study the portal to the abyss.
Welcome to the program today. I'm your host, Micah Van Hus. I produce Marginal Mysteries for Southwest Radio Ministries. And today, we have a guest with us named Mac Dominic. Many of you know Mac Dominic from what we do here at Southwest Radio Ministries or from Mac himself. Mac, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Micah. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's a wonderful day up here in Northeast Tennessee. And how's your day going so far?
Oh, beautiful day. Beautiful day. More than I deserve.
Yeah, it's getting warm here in Tennessee. So today we're going to talk about the topics that you're going to be speaking on at the Mysteries of the Bible Verse. Folks, if you don't know, we were talking about the Mysteries of the Bible Verse for the last month or so. If you don't know, Southwest is hosting another event in Cincinnati, Ohio, June 7th and 8th, called the Mysteries of the Bible Verse. We do conferences year-round, and we do a number each year. But this year, we're starting a conference on the mysterious topics in Scripture, the topics that your Sunday school teacher didn't talk about. We have a number of speakers at the Mysteries of the Bible Verse. We have Derek Gilbert, Rudy Landa, Michael Hoggard, Greg Patton, Josh Davis, myself, and Mac Dominic, who we'll be talking to today. And we're going to be speaking on all kinds of interesting topics. And if you would like to register for the Mysteries of the Bible Verse, do so at marginalmysteries.com, marginalmysteries.com, or you can call Southwest at 800-652-1144, 800-652-1144. So Mac, you are going to be speaking on two topics, Jesus and the Spirits of the Watchers and Jesus the Gatekeeper. Start off by telling us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about.
Well, that is correct, Micah. And the thing that really interested me about the conference was the subtitle, basically the things your Sunday school never talk about. Fact is I am a Sunday school teacher. And the reason that I chose these topics to speak on is because here a few months ago, I actually taught these two topics to my Sunday school class. And we had a couple visiting during that period of time. They were graduates of the same Christian university that I attended. As a matter of fact, I actually did not know them, but the guy actually dated my sister while they were in school. And I spoke on the first segment, and they came up to me after class, and they said, look, we have gone to Christian university. We've been in Bible-believing churches all our lives. We're coming out of a large Bible-believing church, and we have never heard the things that you talked about.
Yeah.
I don't know if they meant that as a compliment, but I took it that way.
Yeah.
That's what inspired me to teach this at the conference, because these sections of Scripture that we're going to be dealing with start off with in the books of 1 Peter and 2 Peter. We're going to talk about 1 Peter 3 and 2 Peter 2 and then Jude 6. Those are verses that preachers, when they preach through the epistles, will often say, these verses are just too weird. We're not going to even talk about them. And Sunday school teachers also shy away from this subject matter because they really do not want to do something that people are not familiar with or think is very strange.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, as Michael Heiser used to say, if it's in the Bible and it's weird, it's probably important. So we spent quite a bit of time on teaching 1 Peter 3, 2 Peter 2, and Jude 6, and the parallel passages that we'll get to in Jesus the Gatekeeper. Mm-hmm. But basically, this segment is about the passages in Peter where when Jesus died on the cross, what happened between his crucifixion and resurrection. I don't know how many of our listeners are familiar with the Apostles' Creed, but in the Apostles' Creed, the words are, Jesus died, the third day he died and was buried and descended into hell. Some very notable radio preachers in the past have come out and said, well, you know, it wasn't enough for Jesus to suffer for sins on the cross, but he also had to suffer the torments of hell. This is what our Apostles' Creed says. He descended into hell. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's not it at all. When Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood paid the price for the sins of every man that ever walked on the face of the earth. He did not have to go to hell and suffer, and that's not what he did at all. And we find out what he did in 1 Peter, 2 Peter, Jude, and also when we get to Ephesians, we see some other things that he did between his death on the cross and the resurrection. These lessons are the things that happened after the crucifixion. Number one, we know Jesus died on the cross. He died. He was dead. He was buried. He went into the underworld. He later rose from the grave. He sits at the right hand of God. And the book of Peter ends up the passage talking about the fact that angels, authorities, and powers are now subject to him. The question is what did he do when he descended into what the Bible calls the lower parts of the earth? We start the study with 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, which reads, by which also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein a few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Now, when you read that verse, you can certainly understand why teachers and preachers say, whoa, I'm not touching this one with a 10-foot pole because this is these are the strangest verses outside of the book of Revelation. These are very strange verses, so we're not going to touch this. But when we use the first rule of scripture interpretation, and we always let scripture interpret other scripture, we have to immediately look at this verse and say, well, where else something like this appear in the Word of God so we can interpret what this is talking about? Number one, we see that he's preached to spirits that were disobedient. In other words, these were supernatural entities. They were not men. Okay. And when did it happen? When God was waiting in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing. So we see that it happened in the time of Noah, and these were spirits, supernatural entities that were disobedient. So when we go to interpret that passage of Scripture, we don't have far to go because over in 2 Peter chapter 2, we read this, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world. Now, we know this is talking about the same thing because it mentions Noah and the time before the flood. This time it says angels, not spirits, but we know that angels are supernatural entities created by God. And it says here in 2 Peter, they were cast down to hell. In 1 Peter, it says they were in prison. And in 2 Peter, it says they were in chains. And so we see the correlation between the two verses. And now we can go over to the book of Jude, our third passage that we're going to be looking at. And it says in verse 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, hath he reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of that day. We can conclude that sometime during the time of Noah, there were angels that were disobedient, that did some bad things, actually very bad things, because they ended up chained in a section of hell. We know that these spirits were in prison and they were chained there. It's interesting that God said he spared them not, but cast them down to hell. They were reserved unto judgment. The point we really want to make here is the first part of 1 Peter chapter 3 in verse 19, where it says that by which also he went and preached unto the spirits that are in prison. And so we see Jesus did that after he died on the cross. He descended into the underworld, obviously, because that's where they were. And he preached to these spirits, these angels that had committed sin or crimes or something during the days of Noah.
We'll visit these spirits that made trouble in the days of Noah. One question I like to ask is why is this important? Why should we study this? You already said that if God chose to include it in his word, when you talked about Michael Heiser, that he'll study it. But why is this important for folks to know?
The most important thing, I think, for us in our culture, in our day, and in the churches, is that you will not get a full contextual concept of the entire Old Testament if you ignore the things that happened in Genesis 1 through 11.
Second Temple literature, New Testament authors and scholars, we have the perception that the fall of man was the great evil in mankind. But from what I can gather, New Testament authors, actually the corruption of the fallen watchers was the central point of the corruption. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're absolutely correct. But it all worked hand in hand. We had the fall of man, we had the corruption of the watchers, and then we had the event at the Tower of Babel. There were three rebellions in Genesis 1 through 11 that laid the groundwork for everything else that happens, not only in the Word of God, but throughout human history and humanity's future. Everything that happened after that is based on what happened in Genesis 1 through 11. Here's the thing. As you mentioned, we in our church basically have a skewed view of the fall of man, even, because our basic concept of that seems to come more from Milton and Paradise Lost than it does from the Word of God. So we have a problem there. We have a problem where our churches do not teach about the fall of the watchers or the corruption of humanity from the watchers, because in the days of Augustine and the reformers, all of that was pushed under the rug, hidden from humanity. And you know, the book of Enoch, which really details this, was completely lost to the church. I can't remember the British gentleman's name in the 1700s that actually went to Ethiopia to get three copies of the book of Enoch that gave us more information on the watchers. Thirdly, our churches, when they teach about the Tower of Babel, they basically make that an object lesson in that we shouldn't be prideful. That's not the concept of the Tower of Babel at all. This was an effort to bring back the corruption of the watchers. This was an effort to have a holy mountain to the gods that would be a place to where humanity could access the occult aspects of what happened prior to the flood. We just completely missed the point in our modern church. That's why you never hear it in Sunday school. That's why you never hear this from the pulpit. And I shouldn't say never. There are some churches that do a very good job on these things.
I think we're hearing it more and more because as you started out the episode, you were talking about how you talked about this in Sunday school. And at my last conference in Wichita, Kansas, one of the kids in the audience laughed when I said the topics your Sunday school teacher didn't talk about. And then he came up to me afterwards and said, yeah, that's exactly what. And he came up with his Sunday school teacher. He was like, that's exactly what we've been talking about. You are seeing it more and more.
Yes, you are. But the problem is, it is still very rare. And those of us that teach this are almost viewed as fringe or something, or, you know, out there, way out there, because it has been suppressed for so long. And what we need to do is we need to get back to the Word of God. We need to get back to the text. You know, if we claim to be people of the book, we need to really take that seriously and get into the text and see exactly what the Word of God is telling us. And the Old Testament especially, we miss so much. We miss so much of the good stuff, as Derek Gilbert would say, because this is not taught.
And you're right. When you say getting into text, that's what Michael Heiser did. Of course, he passed last year, but that's what Michael Heiser did so well, is he got into the text, and not what tradition says, not what's popular, but he would take the Word of God for what was on its face. We've got just a couple minutes left. You're going to be talking tomorrow on the next episode about continuing this discussion, but you're going to be talking about Jesus, the gatekeeper, which I'm very interested to get into. But before, I don't want to forget this part, before we close out, how can folks get a hold of you and get a hold of your works?
Okay. I work with Cutting Edge Ministries as well as Southwest Radio. And Cutting Edge Ministry is based on a website. It is www.cuttingedge.org. We have complete DVD set on the Sons of God and the Nephilim. We're not going to even get into the Children of the Watchers in this study, but we have a very in-depth study of that is available on DVD, and a variety of other things that are associated with this, and it's all marketed through Southwest Radio. You can find out more about me at www.cuttingedge.org.
And as Mac just said, we do sell Mac's works here at Southwest Radio Ministries. Call in, check out Mac's stuff. Deliver Us from Evil is one of his works. We sell a lot of that. Call Southwest at 800-652-1144, 800-652-1144, or go online to Southwest Radio Ministries' website, which is swrc.com, swrc.com. Mac will be speaking with me and a number of other speakers at the Mysteries of the Bible Verse event, less than a month away. In fact, I think we're only 2.5 weeks away, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio. Bring your family. Children 12 and under are free. And we will be speaking about the topics that your Sunday school teacher didn't talk about. We've got a number of speakers at the Mysteries of the Bible Verse, starting with Derek Gilbert. He will be speaking on giants in the Bible and why they matter. And his topic, Unmasking Lucifer, the Fallen Angel More Dangerous Than Satan. A fascinating topic. I think you've already heard him on the program here about that. We will also be having Rudy Landa. He's a filmmaker. His latest work is Angels and Giants. Michael Hoggard, the UFO pastor, he will be speaking on spirit realm UFOs and sightings of the spirit realm. Greg Patton will be speaking on At War with Demons. Folks with Southwest are very familiar with Greg Patton. Mac will be speaking on his topics. Josh Davis will be speaking on AI as it relates to the end time scenario. And I will be speaking on my two topics, The Earth as It Was and Secret Societies. So be sure to go register for the Mysteries of the Bible Verse. We've got a number of folks who have already registered, a good turnout. You can do so at marginalmysteries.com, marginalmysteries.com. You can register there. So, Mac, tomorrow you are going to be talking about Jesus, the gatekeeper, and I'm so much looking forward to hearing that topic tomorrow and talking with you about it. So thank you for being on today, Mac.
Yes, sir.
We have much more from Mac Dominic coming up on our next program. Most Bible readers today fail to grasp the fact that the first 11 chapters of Genesis are specifically written not just to tell stories of a time before history, but to give us a correct interpretive framework for understanding the rest of the Bible. In Mac Dominic's DVD teaching series, Deliver Us from Evil, we learn about interdimensional rebellion retribution and reconciliation from creation to the kingdom, the birth of the gods. The portal to the abyss is slammed shut by God and the forces of evil. In this 4-DVD set, we'll learn that there will ultimately be a happy ending for the world's population as the Lord Jesus Christ will ultimately reverse the rebellion, defeat all evil entities, and reign as King of Kings over the entire earth. But not before sin and rebellion takes its toll in the hearts and souls of mankind. Deliver Us from Evil. 4-DVD set is available today for a gift of $60 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Deliver Us from Evil, the 4-DVD set by Mac Dominic. 1-800-652-1144. The latest issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine is here. With a look inside its pages, here's Lise Cutshaw and Josh Davis.
May is a special month for the Prophecy in the News magazine, and that's why we featured several radio segments about it this month. I'm privileged to be joined in the studio by our magazine editor, Lise Cutshaw. Lise, why is May so special for the Prophecy in the News magazine?
Well, first, Josh, thank you for bringing that subject up. It's one of my favorite subjects, but we need to cue the celebration noises and the hoots and the horns, the party horns and the confetti coming down. Can you hear the confetti coming down? We are doing a little bit of celebrating in the month of May, and I know it's probably not as humble as we should be to celebrate ourselves, but we are very grateful that the month of May is the month that we, 2 years ago, started or restarted the Prophecy in the News magazine. And it has been such a blessing for the support that we've had and the joy of putting together the magazine now for 2 years as of the month of May.
Yeah, that's a big thing to celebrate. And I don't think that we're being prideful or boastful in that. I think that we are honoring what God has done for this ministry, and He has been faithful to provide and to guide us in this direction. And we've been able to use that and work with what He has given us to turn it into this magnificent magazine. And I say that because I know that I'm a very small part of it. And every time I see the issue come off the printer or whatever the case may be, come into my own personal mailbox, I'm excited to see it and to read it and to be a part of it. And it continues to take strides forward. And so I'm glad to be a part of what God is doing through the Prophecy in the News magazine. And friends, we want to say thank you. If you have subscribed to this magazine, thank you so very much for being a part of what God is doing through the Prophecy in the News magazine. There's a lot of great content in there, every single issue that comes out. Lise, why is it important for folks to subscribe to the magazine?
Subscribing to the magazine obviously helps us perpetuate the magazine and keep bringing it to our readers and to new people and to reach out as an outreach to new audiences. That is part of the Great Commission. New subscriptions are very important to the magazine, but also renewing one subscription when it runs out is so important so that we can continue to build and grow and keep reaching more people.
And what's the level of the subscriptions that people can get, to the term that they can subscribe for?
There's 1 year and 2 year and 3 year. And then there's lifetime, which is at a great discount.
Yes, yes. And so, friends, we encourage you to subscribe today. We'll come back with information so that you can be prepared to jot that down or save it in your phone or whatever the case may be. And you can figure out how to subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine. Lots of great content in the magazine, as I said a moment ago. And friends, if you're not currently on our mailing list, we encourage you to contact SWRC today so that you can start receiving the free monthly Prophetic Observer newsletter and the pastor's letter. And Lise, what are some of the exciting things that's coming up for Prophecy in the News in the magazine and other things you want to touch on?
Well, I did want to mention that you and I were talking about earlier how important the television show was to Prophecy in the News under J.R. Church. He was such a technological guru and brilliant innovator as far as technology goes. And he had a television show very early on in the ministry, although they had the magazine. I think it was previously a newspaper, and then they turned it into more of a magazine. It made several different evolutionary changes.
Okay.
But J.R. Church just had such an amazing touch on television. But coming up in our new iteration of the Prophecy in the News magazine, we are looking at several very interesting topics for editions of the magazine. Our May magazine or May-June magazine is actually going to be a mixture of things that seem to be affecting America, but also some inspirational material and a really lovely piece by J.R. Church on the Kinsman Redeemer.
Wow.
That is really beautiful. So no one will want to miss that issue of the magazine. The following issue of the magazine, we're looking at talking about education and what's going on with our youth and how we need to really be focusing on how important our young people are and their educations in America, but around the world. Thinking even a little farther out, I think we're going to be looking at sometime during the summer, artificial intelligence, which is one of your really key globalist sort of topics. But that's kind of what we're looking at going forward.
Well, how can people subscribe to the magazine, Lise? How can they get this copy of maybe one of these back issues even? Can people order particular issues or how do they get a subscription?
They absolutely can subscribe going forward, but they can also ask for previous issues if they know which one they're interested in, maybe heard us talking about it on the radio. They can do that by calling 1-800-652-1144, or they can go to prophecyinthenews.com, our website, or prophecyinthenews.tv. They'll all go where you need to go. Okay. And then there's, of course, a clickable link to subscribe.
Well, we're excited to celebrate the second anniversary of the Prophecy in the News magazine back in print. Friends, once again, we express our gratitude to those of you who have subscribed to the Prophecy in the News magazine, and we encourage you to subscribe today if you have not. Lise, thank you so much for all that you're doing. You and your team always do a wonderful job, so I just applaud you on a job well done and the tireless dedication.
It is a team. It is a total team effort.
Yeah, it is.
And thank God for our team.
Right. And God has assembled a great team of people who are very dedicated to Him and dedicated to the ministry and dedicated to doing their absolute best to proclaim His truth while we have this time and this opportunity. So thank you very much for all you do, Lise.
Thank you. And thanks to our supporters of the magazine.
In the DVD series, Deliver Us From Evil by Mac Dominic, we'll learn that there will ultimately be a happy ending for the world's population, as the Lord Jesus Christ will ultimately reverse the rebellion, defeat all evil entities, and reign as King of Kings over the entire earth. Deliver Us From Evil. The 4-DVD set is available today for a gift of $60 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, part two of our look at the Portal of the Abyss with Mac Dominic. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by visiting oneplace.com and now at pray.com. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.